Well, I think the ones that lives in the water, well, now there's a toad. I don't know the difference. There's toads and bullfrogs.
Okay. Yeah, that's them. Yeah, okay. And are there any other? Can you think of any
sure,
other
not
kinds
that
of
I know of.
Okay. Well, now, what about a little tiny one that makes a chirping noise? Sometimes I think they live up in trees.
Yeah, but I don't know what you call them either.
Okay. Have you ever heard...
A tree frog.
A tree frog?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard people talk about rain frogs or spring frogs? Or spring
yes,
peoples?
Uh-huh, I have. I don't know whether that's the same or not.
Uh-huh. Well, which one of those terms do people use around here?
Sugar, I don't... it's not
okay.
used enough
okay.
for that I could say.
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait?
Fish worms.
Okay.
Of course, they have wigglers now, you know. They call them the difference in the fish bait.
Well,
but we just call fish worms.
Is a wiggler bigger than a fish worm or fish bait?
Well, they're all used for fish bait.
Uh-huh.
The pink worms, they call is that does that list of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the pink worms are larger than the wigglers.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
Oh, a lightning bug. I don't know if it has another name or not.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes? This is kind of hard to describe.
I'm sure I don't think I know them.
I'll see if I can draw a picture with my wonderful art talents. They have a long body and they have two sets of wings. And sometimes you see them just sort of poised.
Uh-huh, I've seen those, but I don't really know what you call them.
Well, let's see if any of these terms sound familiar. A darning needle, a dragonfly, a mosquito hawk, a snake
mosquito
doctor.
Hawk. I've heard of those.
Mosquito
uh-huh.
Okay. Will you say it again, please?
Mosquito hawk.
Okay, I think I was talking.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't stink?
Dirt dauber.
Dirt
dauber.
Do they sting?
I don't know, sugar.
I didn't think they did, but somebody told me once they did.
I don't know.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Well, there's a chufa. Is that listed there?
No, it's not. But
C-H-U-F-A. I believe
oh,
C-H-U-F-A.
Okay.
And peanuts.
Well, now, what's the difference between chufas and peanuts?
Chufa grows on a little plant that's like grass, that
mm-hmm.
the top is. And,
Well, now, do people eat chufas?
Yes, uh-huh, we used to. It was grown for hog feed like peanuts, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, oh, we love chufas.
Do they taste like peanuts?
No, they have a different taste, but they're good.
Uh-huh.
They're a little sweet.
Uh-huh.
I don't, they don't have a hull, they have a cover and a husk line. And I don't remember whether we peeled that often or just ate it all together.
Do you eat it raw?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Have you ever heard of pindas?
Mm-mm.
What about goobers?
Well, that's
peas?
The same, peanuts and goobers and ground peas are
all the same.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They might be a little different variety.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy...
Is the spit image. Is
okay. Now, if you were just going to use one word to describe that, you could say the boy what, his father?
Is like his father.
Okay, good.
Have you ever heard of spit image?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my father used to say that all the time. In fact, he still does.
Yeah.
If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say that the boy what, his father?
Is it? He imitates or just, or he's like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, somebody who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know that I've ever called anybody that.
But still, you hear these days.
I've heard it.
If a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?